Prem Namaste and Jai Shri Ram. The production of this Ram Katha, featuring the Navda Bhakti offered by Shri Ram to Mother Shabri, is a joint initiative of the Hindi Shiksha Sangh of South Africa and the Sri Sanatan Dharam Sabha of South Africa. As the first official release under the Hindvani label, this production also commemorates the 75th anniversary of the Hindi Shiksha Sangh. We thank Pandit Lalit Pandey of the Sri Vishnu Mandir, Pietermaritzburg, for his time and sharing his talent and wisdom as the principal artist. We also acknowledge Sri Sanveer Dauchan, who composed and arranged the music for this historic production. In many ways, this has been a labor of love for both these gentlemen. Do enjoy and imbibe the wonderful lessons of bhakti that the production contains. Prem Namaste and Jai Shri Ram.
The pain of poor, who is above all supreme power, obstacle remover, son of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. I bow down with my whole mind to Ganpati. Baba, charanon mein aaye hum, dukh harne wale, kasht mitao, Ganpati Baba.
Lighthouse of Indian culture, which has
illuminated the paths for human beings for centuries. It is such a beautiful flower of the world of literature. Sri Ram ji ka jivan charit, Sri Ram charit manas, the life story of Lord Rama, written by Sri Tulsidas.
सर को तुम अपने मेरे श्री राम आए हैं, झुका दो सर को तुम अपने मेरे श्री राम आए हैं, मेरे श्री राम
displays perfect moral as well as social behavior. Lord Rama is the embodiment of truth, of morality. The idol son, the idol household, the idol king, he is a symbol of the victory of right over the evil. Ramayana is not about Hindu identity, but is about Hindu values. How a man and woman should fulfill moral commitments and should strictly follow limits so that social order can be maintained. Due to this fact, Lord Rama, known as Maryada Purushottam, Sri Rama.
Mere Sri राम आए हैं, मेरे भगवान आए हैं, मेरे श्री राम आए हैं, मेरे भगवान आए हैं, ये आने की आहट जो सुनी तुम्हारे चरणों की धुनी, झुका दो सर को तुम अपने मेरे श्री राम आए हैं, मेरे श्री राम और राम आएंगे, शबरी के राम आएंगे, मैं तो राह बुहारूं, ओ मैं तो राह बुहारूं।
To gain devotion, one does not need to be born in a higher class or very knowledgeable. A pure heart is all that is needed. That is what we witness in Shabari Katha. मैं ललित मोहन पांडे,
आप सबके आशीर्वाद के साथ राम कथा की प्रस्तुति कर रहा हूं, स्टोरी ऑफ शबरी माता एंड नाइन फॉर्म्स ऑफ डिवोशन।
राम लखन मेरी कुटिया में आएंगे, झूठे बलप
ऋषि told Shabari that one day Lord Rama would visit her and she completely believed her guru's word with the expectation that Rama would come one day, and every day she had a belief that Rama will come today. She cleaned that ashram every day and got all the material puja goods together for worshiping him. She prepared a special place for Rama to sit. In this manner she was living her life every day with the waiting for Lord Rama. And the months and years passed and Shabari was waiting for Lord Rama.
Sita aur Rama aaye, Lakshman aur Rama aaye, Shabari ke raah aayenge, main to raah hoon, oh main to raah hoon.
During 14-year exile, when Mother Sita got kidnapped by evil King Ravana, Lord Rama together with brother Lakshmana was searching for Mother Sita. And today Lord Rama came to Shabari Ashram. Tulsidas ji says, saw that Lord Rama arrived at her ashram, she recalled the word of the sage, her guru Matanga Rishi, and was glad of heart. Tulsidas said,
Sar nij lochan babu bishara, Sar nij lochan बाहु विशाला, जटा मुकुट सिर मुर बन माला, मैं तो जपूं अभिराम तुम्हारा नाम सुखों का धाम, जय जय राम राजा राम, जय राम जय
when Shabari Mata picked her head to see Lord Rama, she seen divine view with the lotus-like eyes, long arms, curly hair, adoring their head like a crown. Tulsi Das ji said,
Shyam Gaur Sundar Do Bhai Shyam Gaur Sundar Do Bhai Shabari Pari Charan Laptai Base Hai Man Mein Paath Tumhara Naam Sukho Ka
As he says, a garland of wildflower hanging upon their chest, the two brothers looked most charming, the one dark of complexion and the other fair color.
Meera ki khade taal bajegi, guru prem ki jo
Tears started flowing from Shabari's eyes. After many years of waiting, today Prabhu Ram is here. Shabari fell at Lord Rama's feet with love, and no words came to her lips. Again and again she bowed her head to Lord Rama. She took some water and washed both brothers' feet, and then guided them to a seat of honor. She brought and offered to Sri Rama the most delicious berries. Sri Rama partake of them, praising them again and again. Shabari joining her palm and sitting down one side and watching her Prabhu, Lord Rama. And tears was flowing from her eyes.
Jhoote phal Shabari ke khaaye, jhoote phal Shabari ke khaaye, bahu vidhi bhog lagai, sabse oonchi
of Jutha Ved and acceptance of that by Sri Rama shows God love, simplicity, and only understand the language of devotion. Shabari said to Rama, O Rama, how must I perform your prayer? I don't know any shloka, any mantra. I am very low in front of you. Lord Rama said, O Shabari, to my words, I recognize no other kinship except that of devotion.
Aisi preet bani Vrindavan, aisi preet bani
Kar Sangha. Tulsidas says, join true company. This is the first step of devotion. Join that company where you can get positivity, that company where you can upgrade yourself physically, mentally, and socially. Do not join that company where you get negativity. If you do join, one day your mind will be taken over by negativity, then you will perform accordingly all the bad things. So join good learned people, join satsang, where you can chant and sing the name of Lord with other devotees.
Ram, 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 Ram.
Tulsidas says, Dusari Rati Mam Katha Prasanga. The second step is to enjoy listening Hari Katha, like listening Ramayana, Gita, our Vedas, Satnarayana Katha, our Puranas, listening our scriptures, story, and believing in those stories of our deities. This is the second step of bhakti.
Guru Pad Pankaj Seva, Tisari Bhagati Ama, Chauthi Bhagati Mam Gun Gana, Karahi Kapat Tajga.
Tulsidas says, Guru Pad Pankaj Seva, selfless service to the Guru's lotus feet, without any pride. Remember, our parents are the first Gurus. Even the primary schools, colleges, universities, all over, wherever you go, all the teachers, our professors, they all are our Gurus. Give them the same respect. They built foundation of your life. Those disrespect them can never be loving to God. That's what Lord Rama says. Our book says, Mata, Pita, Guru, Devata. So first our mother comes, then our father, then our Guru, who introduced to you to the God, then our all our days. Tulsidas says, for religious guidance, our scripture books can be our guru. Learn from the Ramayana and Gita, learn way of living. And in this way, you will perform your karmas on this earth. And in the end, you will get the salvation.
Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Bhavatarayan. Sriman Narayan, Bhavatarayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Mata Narayan, Pita Narayan. Mata Narayan, Pita Narayan. Guru Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Guru Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Bhavatarayan. Sriman Narayan, Bhavatarayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Sriman Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.
Sri Tulsidas ji says, the fourth step of devotion.
Jati bhagati mam gun gana karahi kapat taj gaan karahi takat taj gaan.
The fourth step of devotion, with deep and sincere feeling, singing and praising Lord, joining satsang, do bhajan kirtan, and sing glory of all of our deities. When we sing together, bhajan and kirtan, it creates vibration, and that vibration connects to our mind. Then mind connects to our soul. This is the way to reach self-realization. Our scripture book, Samveda, says, Sariram bhajanti, manasya smranti, atmasya grananti. Our body gets active when we start singing or clapping, playing harmonium, tabla, majira, or any other music instruments. Our whole body gets activated. Once our body gets activated, we start connecting to our mind. And once connected to the mind, the procedure starts of connecting to the soul. Do bhajan and kirtans with a heart clear of guile, deceit or hypocrisy. Then only I will accept that devotion, Lord Rama said to Sabari Mata.
हमको भी तारो राम, हमको भी तारो, वो तारा है सारा जमाना राम, हमको भी तारो, तारा है सारा जमाना राम, हमको भी तारो। शबरी को तारा हमने सुना है तूने शबरी को तारा बेरों का करके बहाना राम हमको भी तारो बेरों का करके बहाना
सारो राम हमको भी तारो तारा है सारा जमाना राम हमको भी तारो तारा है सारा जमाना राम हमको भी तारो
Tulsidas, he says, the fifth step of devotion, chanting Lord's name with steadfast faith. You don't need any big mala to chant or big mantra to make Lord happy. Just chant your favorite deity's name, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Hanumanji, Mother Durga, any name. Can chant. You don't need beads or mala for counting. Do unlimited chanting because you're looking for unlimited blessing also. Anyway and anytime you can do chanting non-stop because death can come anytime, anyway. And during that time, Lord's name must be there in your mouth, chanting. Always. Then only Lord will come to carry your soul during death. Do chanting always with a faith and belief. The sixth step of devotion, practice self-control, good character, detachment from main pole activities, and always following the duties as good religious person. Have compassion and good manners. Sri Tulsidas says, in Kali Yuga, will find many people full of deceit, hypocrisy, being two-faced, are thieves, full of tension or depression, being discontent with life, feeling jealous of others, being cruel to others, lacking self-control, having no respect for parents, being gossiping, and yet trying to pass oneself as religious, without having quality of being a good person. All this will get in this Kali Yuga. That's what Tulsidas says.
Ram Ram ati meetha hai, koi gaake dekh le. Ram Ram ati meetha hai, koi gaake dekh le. Aa jaate hai Ram koi bula ke dekh le. Oh, Ram Ram ati meetha hai.
In your mind, how the God will enter you have to clean all this to welcome Lord.
Mangala Bhavana
As he says, the seventh step of devotion, understand and believe the word as God himself, and regard the saint higher than the Lord. One should be compassionate to others, human and even animals. See God in all living beings. Treat everyone equally, see God in everyone. Sometime beggar comes to you or your house and you chase them. But maybe that day God came to visit you as a beggar and you didn't recognize. Tulsi Raji says,
Tulsi is sansar. सब सो मिली हो जाए ना जाने किस रूप में नारायण जीजा नारायण जीजा.
Don't know in which form God can come to you or to visit your house. Respect every human being and be kind to all animals. Now Tulsidas says, eighth step of devotion. Says, be happy with whatever you get and never think of detecting others' life, jealousy, ego, anger starts from here. If this is not in order in your life, if you're not happy with your earning or progress, then jealousy will come in you with seeing others progressing. Your ego will get hurt, then anger will take your mind away. In this way, you will never progress in your life. So be happy whatever you get. That will take you more forward to devotion.
चल कोई
बसे है मन में प्राण तुम्हारा नाम सुपता था जय जय राम राधा राम
जय राम जय बोलो जय सीता राम जय
राम सिया पति राम तुम्हारा नाम सुपता था जय जय राम राधा
श्री तुलसीदास जी से ninth step of devotion. In this stage, one has full faith in the Lord and becomes simple like a child with no hypocrisy and ego. Have a strong faith in the Lord with neither too much happiness and expression of pride. These nine forms of devotion, be he a man or a woman or any creation of this world, is most dear to me. After giving a nine steps of devotion to Sabarimata guided Lord Rama to follow mountain way to the Kiskindha mountain way. Sri Hanumanji stayed, and from here Lord Rama together with Brother Lakshmana started their journey to search Mother Sita, and in this way he is going to meet Sri Hanumanji.
मोरी पापों से
भर गई गडरिया, अब तुम ही उभारो मोर
भर गई।